The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you have tuned in to the show today. It is an honor and a privilege and a blessing to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Here on this show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life circumstances, real life problems that people deal with every single day. We want people to know that God loves them and God is for them. He isn't against them, and through God's word, He desires to help people to overcome the problems and situations of this world. That is why Jesus Christ came, was to break the curse of the law, to destroy the darkness of this world, and to help people, not to hurt people. Always remember, God loves you. That is what the word saved means in John 3:17. So always remember the dividing line in the Word of God, which is in John 10:10. It says, "The thief comes not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and life abundantly." As we get started today on the show, I want to encourage you to get up and go to church. Go and support your local church, support your local pastor. He is there every week and desires to share a word with you that would encourage you, that would empower you, that would strengthen you, and would help you to overcome the things of this world. Every week, pastors all over the world prepare a message to try and share with God's people, to speak into their hearts and speak into their life the things that God would desire them to know, that they may know what is the hope of His calling, that they may know what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and that they would know what is exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand. So let me encourage you today to go to church. If you don't have a home church, come visit us at God Shining Light. We are located at 9897 East 11th Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have two Sunday morning services every Sunday, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. We also have a satellite church located in Skytook, Oklahoma. It is at 206 East 3rd Street, and they have an 11 a.m. service every Sunday morning. Get up if you're in that area and go and visit Pastor George. I know he would love to see you today. If you're in the Tulsa area, we also have a Sunday night service at 6 p.m. every Sunday night, live with Pastor Jim. Worship begins at 6, and Pastor Jim always has a good word to share with God's people. And then on Tuesday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It begins with a meal at 6 p.m., and the main service begins at 7, and small groups at 8. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. Then on Wednesday nights, we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study. We meet every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We have a good time of praise and worship. It is also a time when our youth meet together, our children's church. It is a time for the whole family to come to church. So, hey, if you're in the Tulsa area, come out and visit us and let us know that you heard about us on the radio show, Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. Well, as we get started in the Word today, let me give a shout out to all those listening up in Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, the ladies over at Eddie Warrior in Taft, Oklahoma. Let's don't forget the men up at Vanita, the men at Just Done, and also the men at Cushing. Let's also take a moment and give a shout out to all of our Wings of Freedom clients who's tuned in to the radio show today, who's also posted out there on Facebook, Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is about to begin. Tune in, get a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. Well, if you have your Bibles, if you would get them out today, let's begin. You know, this week on the show, I want to talk about creation or evolution. Is the world created? Did the world have a designer? Did God make plans to create the entire world? Or did the world evolve from evolution? From a big bang that began in the beginning and then began to evolve where man comes from ape and, you know, everything evolved to get to where it's at today. I have a hard time with that. I know that they teach in public schools in these days that, you know, the earth is millions of years old and it's all evolved throughout the years to get to where it's at today. But I believe that there was a creator, and I believe He designed the world to be what it is today. even though we are in a cursed filled world, a world of darkness, there is still order in the world today. What concerns me is what's being taught in our schools and to our children and grandchildren and, you know, the things that's going on in the world today. I recently read a book, and the title of that book was called Gospel Reset. And in that book, it began to talk about the differentiation of today's people compared to where it was 50 years ago. If you stop for a moment, you look at Billy Graham. Billy Graham began preaching in the 50s and 60s, and he really began with a simple message of the gospel from God, of our Creator. And in that, he began to share, and there was a lot of people got saved. Well, in this book, Gospel Reset, it's shared in there, and I truly believe it's true, is that there will never be another crusade like Billy Graham because of what people are being taught, of what people are experiencing. And if you have your Bibles today, let's go ahead and get them out. Let's look at them. And I'm going to start at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, which simply says, "In the beginning, God." In the beginning. And see, that's where I begin. That's where I'm at. I didn't know God before I got saved. I didn't know anything about it. But even in elementary school, whenever I was in elementary school, we used to say the Lord's Prayer, and we used to make a pledge of allegiance every day. And yet the Ten Commandments was on the wall. And any concept that I had as a little child growing up, that anytime the word God was mentioned, well, I automatically reverted back to a creator. And when Billy Graham began to teach and he began to speak about God, then everyone in that day automatically thought of a creator. But in today's world, today's society, if you were sitting in a classroom and you asked the question, whenever I would say the word God, what would be your thoughts? And a lot of people would say, which God? Or God of who, or God of what? And it's not being taught in our schools like it was back 50 years ago. Instead, evolution's being taught and how man evolved. And I just question that to a large degree. It concerns me because in the beginning, God, and that's the most important thing here, as we begin to witness, as we begin to share the gospel, as we begin to talk to people, or if you're listening to me today and you believe in evolution, and I'm here to challenge you with that. I mean, you can challenge me about my creator if I can challenge you about your evolution and how, you know, did man evolve? And if they did evolve, why are they not still evolving? If everything in this world evolved from a Big Bang, then how come there's so much order in the world today? I know you may be listening to me and you may say, Pastor Dixie, have you looked out there at the world today? It's in chaos. It's in madness. We have all kinds of corruption going on in the world today. It's full of darkness and full of madness and chaos. And I see all of that and I know that. And in these last days, things are getting worse and worse whenever it comes to hurricanes or tornadoes or fires or whether it be earthquakes or tsunamis. And, you know, everything in the world is evolving, it seems, to being destroyed. And that's really what is happening. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. But even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of all the darkness, there is still an order in this earth. Like, and all you have to do is slow down long enough to see the design that God created, the earth, the heavens and the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, it goes on to say, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Now I can stop right there and preach all day long. In the beginning God created. We have to adopt, or we have to recognize, that there is a master planner. Now, if the world is a million years old and the gospel only started 2,000 years ago, where did the dinosaurs come from and all that? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know the whole picture. I don't know the whole story. All I know is there was a creator, and in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created them in perfection. If you look at the world, for instance, the earth itself sets in a perfect place. It's just the right amount of distance from the sun, which the sun is 10,000 degrees hot on its surface. And then you look at where the earth is placed just a certain amount of space away from the sun so that we're not consumed by the heat of the sun, and yet we're not too far away so that we're not frozen to death by the coldness of the atmosphere. See, in creation, it was designed to be that way. The Earth's gravity that holds us everything in place. Without gravity, we wouldn't be connected on the Earth, and we would just fly off into space. As you reach above a certain amount of space from the Earth, then there's no gravity, and you just fly out in space. See, there's perfection in creation. But if you don't believe there's a creator, then why would you believe in God? And the next thing you know, you're believing that there is no God. And the gospel is for all of creation. It is for you and it is for me. Now, you may be listening to me today and you've had some bad things happening. Well, let me say this. The world as we know it today is cursed. It became cursed in the fall of Adam and Eve, and darkness entered this earth, and things began to die at that point in time. And then God had to intervene and prevent mankind from living in this state of being for eternity. And so he began to remove them from the Garden of Eden. And, you know, things begin to happen and circumstances begin to go on and man began to multiply. And, you know, I really do not understand the whole entire story, but I do believe in my heart that there was a creator. It is made into much perfection for there not to be. If you just look alone at the human body is created in such an amazing way that doctors don't even realize why it dies, because the human body was created to replenish itself. It was created to heal itself. Then we go on looking at other parts of creation, the animals, the birds, the sky, the stars at night, the moon. I mean, there was a great designer in this whole situation. And, you know, the Bible says in Psalms 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God. They are a marvelous display of his craftsmanship." You know, the great designer, whether you look at the universe through a telescope or a microscope, you can discover that God is the great designer. Let's look at three of the things that God designed. First off, let's talk about the temperature. The sun's surface is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. I just mentioned that. And we're 93 million miles away from it. Just the right distance. If the Earth's temperature was 50 degrees hotter or colder, all of life would cease to exist. Think about it. Why wasn't the Earth placed twice as far away or twice as close? Number two, rotation. We rotate 365 times a year as we pass around the sun. Suppose we only rotated 36 times. Well, our days and nights would then be 10 times as long. We would be terribly hot on one side and unbearably cold on the other. And life as we know it would cease to exist. Then number three, oxygen. Oxygen constitutes 21% of our atmosphere, the precise balance of air we need to breathe. Why not 50%? Because the first time somebody lit a match, we would all become toast automatically. So stop and ask yourself, is the 21% by accident or by design? And if there's a design, then it follows that there must be a designer. And there is. Would you like to know him? You can. At creation, he revealed his great power. But at the cross, he revealed his great love in John 3:16. Through Jesus, his son, you can know the great designer personally and receive the gift of eternal life. If you don't, you will enter a lost eternity. Is there any chance that you would be an exception to the rule? None at all. The people in heaven will be those who got there by choice, not by chance. We have to receive the plan of the Creator, the plan of the gospel. We have to receive His way into our lives, and that way comes through Jesus Christ. You know, I remember whenever I first got locked up in Lexington A&R back in 1987, and they locked me up in a cell with a man who swore up and down he was an atheist. And he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in a creator. He believed in evolution. He believed in the Big Bang Theory. And, you know, I was okay with that. I really didn't try and convert him because I was a new Christian myself. But at the time, he got mad at me because I wouldn't quit reading my Bible. And it, to me, it didn't matter if I read my Bible or not. If he was an atheist and didn't believe in God, why would it bother him that I read my Bible? But the reality was that I believe in every human being there is an emptiness that only God can fill the void. There is something on the inside of every human being that really declares an eternity, really declares a creator, because God created it that way. In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, and the seas, and all that is in them. God began to create in his masterful plan. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God why he allowed it to be created the way it was. But until then, I'm going to continue to believe that there was a creator, that there is a creator, not was, but is. And he is a master designer. He is a master planner. And he desires good things in my life and in your life. He is the one who decided about the gospel. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It is the good news about the things of God. And today you may be listening to me and you're challenged in your faith. You're challenged in what you really believe. If we will slow down long enough, we can begin to see the design of God's plan. You know, years ago, whenever Noah was on the earth and he built an ark, and it's a powerful story in Genesis, beginning in chapter 6 and going on through to chapter 9 and 10, that Noah was a man of righteousness. And I believe that God saw something in Noah and he guided him to build an ark and to save creation and to save mankind because of God's divine plan. I don't know why. I'm not here trying to figure it out why. All I am here to do is to declare the goodness of God and the plan of God, and that God is still moving in the earth today. It concerns me with the next generation of how they believe in evolution, they believe in other things, but the reality of it is there's only one creator and there's one almighty God who created the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that is in them, and he loves you. But in order for him to reach you, you must come to him the way he planned and the way he designed. When mankind fell in Genesis chapter 3, God began then to make a plan, and God began to restore mankind back into himself. But if we do not come the way of the cross in the which God created, then we're not going to make it in. We may be his creatures because he created us, but he only becomes our heavenly Father when we become born again and we receive the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross 2,000 years ago. It was the way that God came to restore mankind back into him. Do I understand it all? No, and I will never understand it all in this life. But I know when I was lost, and I know whenever I was empty and I was filled with darkness, that I believed there was something greater than what I had. And it was because I believed that there was a living God. Today you're listening to me and you don't know what you believe in. You're trying to search through all the darkness and find your way in this life. And I just want to encourage you to begin to believe. Begin to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, and begin to ask him to open up the eyes of your understanding that you may know him, the living God, that you may be drawn to him, that you may begin to see him and for who he really is. You know, sometimes we are going so hard and we're going so fast through this life that we never slow down long enough to see the reality of creation. A couple of years ago, I became a certified scuba diver. And, you know, years ago on vacations, I used to snorkel along the top of the water and see all of the creation on the bottom. And I desired to go down and try and see it hands on, and you know, where on the bottom of the ocean. And so I took scuba diving and I learned how to scuba dive. And on my first couple of dives, I would go down in the water, but then it seemed like I would be moving so fast I didn't see anything. And there was a time whenever I went down into the water and I finally just stopped, and I was looking at this reef and underneath the ocean, and it was down around Cozumel, they have reefs that really live. They say that the reef is a living, breathing organism. And when you first go down, you cannot see it. It just looks like it's something growing underneath the ocean or underneath the surface of the water. But yet, as you stop and you begin to look at it and you slow down, and you're sitting there breathing underneath the water, but you're looking at this reef, you can begin to see it move with all of creation. Everything from the plants to the fish to anything that God created underneath the sea. And you begin to see it move, and you begin to see the glory of it and the power of it. And it's like it begins to come alive when you slow down long enough to see it. Today in your life, you may be going so fast and so hard, and there may be things that are affecting you in your life. And I want you to know, as you begin to turn towards God, the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the seas, and you begin to seek him, and you begin to ask him, God, open up my eyes that I may see you. Open up my ears that I may begin to hear your voice, and open up my heart that I may understand, that I may be drawn out of this darkness into your light, that I may begin to know you, the living and true God, and begin to invite him into your life for a relationship. Not for a religion. God does not desire you to have a religion. He desires you to have a relationship with him. And a relationship is the beginning of inviting God into your life in every area, not just in the good things, but also in the bad things. When I began to come to God years ago, I had nothing good to offer God. And so I had to begin to invite him into all my bad stuff. And you may think I'm strange, but as God begins to come into your bad stuff, he begins to clean it up. He begins to straighten it out. He begins to put it in order in the manner in which it was supposed to have been created from the beginning, without the curse of this world, without the darkness in your life. And see, God begins to restore your life back into him. He will begin to make a believer out of you. All you have to do is begin to ask God, God, show me you're real. God, prove to me that you're living and existing. Open up my heart to understand. If you are alive and you are a real God, show me. And I promise you, God will begin to move heaven and earth just for you. God will begin to show you things that you never thought was possible. So today on the show, I challenge creation or evolution. What do you believe in? I pray with all my heart you believe in a creator and you believe in a living God. And if you don't believe, I challenge you today on the show to ask God to show you that he is real. I'll be the first to tell you sometimes in life that life is hard. Life is a struggle. But I also believe that there is a living God who desires to help you to overcome. There's hard things that happen to everybody in this life. The loss of loved ones, sometimes a loss of career, sometimes an addiction comes in, or a circumstance or a situation, a sickness or a disease that is really out of our control, and things happen in this world. But I've also learned, as things would happen unto me and I would cry out unto God, he would begin to turn my life. He would begin to turn me in the direction he wanted me to go and begin to draw me out of the darkness. And it's like he would begin to light my path. You know, David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God would begin to light my path in the way I should walk. And he would begin to show me things that I'd never seen before. And I know the God that I serve today, he is a living God. He is a right now God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 16, this is a scripture I stand on today. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Before I found God, or should I say before God found me, I didn't believe in anything. But when God sent that man to me and he said, I come here to tell you God loves you, for the first time in my life I sat up and I listened to what the man had to say. Today, I want you to know God loves you. There is a living God. He is alive and He is a creator. And He is a God who loves you, who desires to help you and to transform your life and to draw you out of darkness into the light. He desires to build your faith that you may be able to receive His will, His purpose, and His plan into your life. Don't run from God, always run to God and invite Him in so that you may have a relationship with Him and that you may know that you know that you know that He exists and He is for you and is not against you. Praise the Lord. Keep in mind that God is always moving in the heavens and in the earth. Anytime we pray, God is always moving. But just like God is moving to answer your prayer, there is an adversary out there to rob you of the blessing of the answered prayer. So keep on praying, keep on seeking, keep on knocking on that door. And I promise you, God said you ask, you receive, you seek, you find, you knock, and the door will be open unto you. Well, praise the Lord. You know, my time has gotten away from me today here on the radio show. I would encourage you, if I've spoke a word to you, to encourage you, contact me on Facebook, Pastor Dixie, or email me at dixie@pastordixie.com. You can reach me through God's Shining Light Church website. Get in touch with me. Let me know that you're listening to the show. Let me know that the show is uplifting and encouraging you so I can continue to keep it on the air and continue to move forward to answer the call that God's placed upon my life. May God bless you and God keep you. May God watch over you. Until next week, may His favor shine upon you. And always remember that God loves you, God is for you, and He is not against you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.